There they found it wasn't a full-grown bear, but it was a bear that had attacked the hogs. And this old stag had cut his entrails out, had struck him in the side with one of those old tusks, and they could just rip anything open. And he'd ripped his open, and his entrails had fallen out, and he'd drug off out there, just drug his entrails. They'd just caught on some bushes, and they just drug off out there, and he'd laid out there dead. And I never remember what he said about whether they addressed him, whether they kept him or anything about it. But anyway, they did know what had attacked the hogs. However, he hadn't hurt the hog. The bear hadn't hurt the hog. He was all right.
I took a picture of some that you found there, and would you explain how the old stag uses the tusks?
Yeah, he's got those tusks, and the upper ones, they're the long ones that curves out, and they stick out of their mouths, some of them 3 or 4 inches, you know, or more maybe, they stick out. And then they've got some under teeth tusks, and they work them together. And when they're just out there, when they're kind of when they hear something or see something, and they'll go to working them old teeth together, you know, and kind of making a racket. And they work them together till they just as sharp as a knife. They can just cut anything. They can just really cut things with that. And that's the way they sharpen them. They work them tusks together, open and closing their mouths, and works those jaws, and that sharpens their tusks and keeps them in real good shape for fighting. And they're the ones that does the fighting too when it comes to a stand, when they have to make a stand. Well, they're the ones that does the fighting.
I think you mentioned that you used to call them razorbacks.
Yes. More than... Yeah, that was what we used to call the razorbacks. And a name used to be the old hazel splitters. You'd hear them talk about when I can first remember, well, our hogs, there was a little on the order of the old hog that our Razorback football team uses. Had a long nose. They wasn't very beautiful like the hogs that we have now. They had long noses. Oh, well, sometimes looked like it would be 14 inches or more from the end of their nose back to their ears. They were just a very peculiar looking thing. And then we had a variety of hogs that had a tassel on each side of its jaw that hang down. I don't never see any of them anymore, but we had And then we had another variety of the mule-footed hog. It had a hoof like it wasn't split, you know. The hoof wasn't, it had a hoof.
Right?
The hoof was like a mule's foot. They call it the mule-footed hog. And that was about the varieties of hogs that we had.
Well, how'd they get their name Razorback or Hazel Splitter?
Just because they were usually always very poor, you know, and they were sharp backed and so on, you know, just ordinarily. They'd get fat in the fall, you know, and the acorns would fall and all. They'd get good shape, but they'd have to make it. People didn't feed them, you know. They'd have to make it themselves through the winter, and they'd just get very thin, you know. They were sharp backed, just old humpbacked and sharp, and they called them razorbacks, you know.
Mm-hmm.